The big focus, again, is going to be seatbelt, getting people to wear their seatbelts. In Carroll, our compliance rate is pretty high. We do issue seatbelts throughout the year and throughout the STEP programs, but our compliance rate is really high. I think we typically fall about 98-96%. That's a good thing that we want people to be wearing their seatbelts. You get in a car accident, it could save your life potentially or serious injury. So put those seatbelts on, but we'll also be looking for impaired drivers. It's one of those things where our numbers are still up there. We like to get them down if we can, but we've been lucky we've had no alcohol fatalities in the city for quite a long time, and so we want to keep those numbers low, but we don't want people out drinking and driving either. There's other options. There's, you know, cabs and friends and people that will take you wherever you need to go.